church life could be multiplied in resurrection.
This is the premise of why we need the kind of increase. I mean, we're here as the Church of Piscataway, and now we have three groups among the English-speaking districts. There needs to be this kind of increase to help us, even that we ourselves, like the Lord, would fall into the ground and die, yeah. So that there could be an actual increase of life among us. This is how the church life can be multiplied in resurrection.
Amen.
Okay, Roman numeral 4. Go to my brothers and say to them,
I send to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
This is in John 20:17. How precious that we can call our Lord our brother, and the Lord could call us his many brothers.
Amen.
And we have a Father, and we have a God, the same God and Father as our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know, I just felt this morning when we were worshiping the Father, we really entered into the Father's heart.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the Beloved.
Yeah.
And the Father loves the Beloved. His delight is in the Beloved. His rest is in His Beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're the Son's increase. Mm-hmm. How much more the Father is delighting in His Son increasing.
Amen.
So we're His increase. We're His continuation. Amen. We're His bride. We're His body. The Father is ecstatic. He's joyful, and in the hymn it says, he finds his eternal rest when we are in his Beloved. So this is a real satisfaction to our God and our Father. So at B2, I'll just read this. The many brothers are the propagation of the Father's life and the multiplication of the Son in the divine life. Hence, in the Lord's resurrection, God's eternal purpose to have many sons for his eternal and corporate expression is fulfilled. Amen. Okay, let's read Roman numeral 5 together.
That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one.
Amen.
This is the highest, this may be perhaps the most unattainable, but yet attainable set of verses in maybe the whole Bible, really. In John 17:21-23, that he prayed, this was the Lord's last prayer, he prayed that they may be one, even as we are one.
Amen.
I and them, and you and me, that they may be perfected into one.
Amen.
This was the Lord being incorporated in the Father incorporated in the Lord. This is the divine incorporation. But he expanded himself to include us so that we would be in the Lord, who is already in the Father, expanding this to be a divine and human incorporation.
Yeah.
This is his increase and this is his spread. Yeah. This is his universal spread. So let's read A together. We need to see the oneness of the increase of Christ, a oneness in which all the regenerated ones, the grains and the brothers, are one. B. The triune God is three, but the three are in the unique oneness, a oneness of coherence, which is a model of the oneness of the body of Christ. The outstanding characteristic, and probably the highest characteristic of our triune God, is that he is three yet one. His oneness is a unique attribute of God, our triune God. And what a joy it is to share it in him in this unique oneness. Okay, C. The oneness of the body of Christ, the oneness of the increase of Christ, is the enlarged oneness of the divine Trinity. We're here as the enlarged oneness of the divine Trinity.
Amen.
Okay, maybe we can at least, hopefully, I'll end here, and then some of us, hopefully many of us, we can share something of this week's past message.
know, this morning when I was reviewing this message, just two words standing out. Oh, just, that's three words. That's, he must increase.
Amen.
He must increase.
Amen.
You know, that's what he wants, his heart desire. We all know the increase is two, there's two aspects. One is in quality, right, in life growth, and the other is in quantity. It's a number increase. Both aspects are so important. Right. We cannot just focus on one and ignore the other. Yes. And this morning when I see, you know, so many brothers, sisters here, I was so encouraged. I count here, we have more than 30. Right. And it's maybe that we never have this before. After young people, you know, have their own prophesying meeting, we can have still over 30. Mm-hmm. And we have very glorious Lord's Table meeting this month. Right? Yeah. I think we all realize we are the reproduction of Christ.
Amen.
I think we all have this eagerness we can grow in life. Yeah. And we can really become His increase.
Amen.
And last Friday, we have a corporate small group meeting. Prepare for the increase of this small group from 2 to 3. And that in that meeting, we have 35 saints meeting together. And these 35, actually before a majority of the students are able to join us, right? If when the semester start and most of the students come back, you know, our number will be should be much higher. And I think this tell us this, we are in the, you know, direction of what God is moving among us.
Amen.
But it's very important, you know, we can really have our cooperation with Him in these two aspects. One is we need to have numbers, increase in number, that we need to go and preach gospel, contact people.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, we really need to have this life growth in us. Without this, you know, all the increase will come to the limitation.
Amen.
Because, you know, you cannot just have a number increase, and but your life not mature, not growing, and the increase will stop. And that's what we have experienced a lot, right? So, my brother is just to remind all of us that that's his heart desire.
Amen.
He said he wants to increase.
Amen.
He must increase.
Amen.
This is our vision, and this is God's heart desire.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Got a quiet group today. So I was really considering this week kind of the bigger picture of the subject of this message of the increase, right? Why the increase, you know? Or ultimately we're for the New Jerusalem, you know, Zion, these type of things, right? So the increase. Really that how this relates to the increase is really to bring the Lord back.
Amen.
You know, if you want the Lord to come back, he does say that we need to, the gospel of the kingdom needs to be preached amongst the whole inhabited earth.
Amen.
I think we've accomplished that already. I'm pretty sure the gospel is all over the earth. Even seeing like Facebook posts, right? They're in like Ethiopia reading like Watchman Nee and like all this stuff, right? But the Lord still hasn't come back. And it's because, I really feel it's because the increase in the saints isn't to the maturity of what the Lord is after. The Lord is going to come back when the bride is prepared.
Right.
You know, and that's what the Lord is after. And that's what this message is really hitting at, is that there needs to be the increase in the saints. The Lord isn't going to marry a little girl, right? the Lord is going to wants to marry a mature woman, a mature bride. And this is what we, this is really what we're after. We are after the numbers increase, because the Lord needs to increase in human beings. But ultimately, they're really, really, we need to look at ourselves first. Lord, are you increasing in us? And I was just touched just this week. Lord, am I still this at the stage of a little girl, of just being one that just wants to feed on the guileless milk of the word, or are we ready to eat something a little more substantial? And also considering these home meetings, these group meetings, I think with being smaller in number, we'll be able to really go on in a stronger way and in a healthier way, because we all know where we're at spiritually. When you're in such a large group, it's so hard to meet the need of so many saints when there's such a large gathering. But when we break up, I think there's a much better environment for us to grow and allow the Lord to increase in every single one of us.
Amen.
Because there will be a lot more individual care. We'll be able to really realize the kind of what does that home group need? What is the Lord after in that particular home group? And I was just so happy, this Friday when we were looking at the around, and there was like Brother Kyle said, there's 30 people there, or something, 30 plus people, and there's our college students aren't even back yet, and it's like, wow, this is amazing. I remember when we were talking to Carolyn, when we first started talking about splitting up in three groups, like, we don't even have enough people to split up into three groups. And now when you look at it, it's like, I think three is too small. Exactly. We probably need four groups, right? So that's all, that's great, and that's all in the numbers, but really, I really do think that the Lord is going to really increase in every single one of us.
Amen.
I'm even excited for the college students, that they'll have an environment, they'll be able to grow in the Lord.
Amen.
There'll be some good soil in all these little homes, there'll be some watering. I think I need to get a lot of watering. Hope the college students water me, because sometimes I'm grumpy and I'm not in my spirit all the time. But a college student comes and tells me, "Oh, I enjoyed this in the Bible." A little increases in me, Maybe during the day, there not much growth was going on. But the college students, hopefully they'll feed me. Maybe some other working saint will feed me,
Amen.
And we'll really be helping each other in the increase of the Lord in our being.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord!
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for the spread.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I really enjoyed day five, even though I were in day one. I made a mistake and did week two, day five. So I really enjoyed John 20:17, when Mary went to the tomb, and then she didn't see Jesus. She thought it was someone else seeking the Lord. And the Lord Jesus said to her, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God."
Amen.
So here we see that, from the reference that it makes from the life study of John 45, it's wonderful that although the Lord's resurrection has been accomplished, the discovery of it required the seeking of his disciples.
Yeah.
And Mary had to discover it by loving and seeking the Lord.
Amen.
And that if we would make such a discovery, we must first love the Lord and seek him.
Amen.
Right? And we know that there's a picture of how to seek the Lord. So the first one who saw the tomb was Mary. And the first person who entered into the tomb was Peter. Right? Peter entered, but Mary saw. And, the brothers, they are usually clearer in mind and find it easier to believe the facts than the sisters, right? But, so the two brothers, they saw the tomb, the linen cloths and the napkin, and they were clear that the Lord must have resurrected. And so although they saw the fact, objectively, they didn't receive the experience, subjectively. Mary, however, lingered, for she was still waiting and looking and expecting. It was her additional seeking that gained the experience of the Lord's resurrection.
Amen.
And since the Lord revealed himself to her, she not only received the fact, but also the experience.
Amen.
She was the first to experience the resurrected Lord. So she had both the fact and the experience. Mm-hmm. And we may have the fact of the Lord's crucifixion, but we fail to experience the cross. Mm-hmm. So in the same principle, we need to seek the Lord and not care about anything or anything else. You see, she saw. He revealed to her that I go to my Father, so that now, and your Father, who is my Father, and your God, who is my God. So she received the revelation that we are the brothers of Christ.
Amen.
That is, a revelation.
Amen.
And we see here that we need, in the church life, many times the brothers cannot help the sisters because they, thinking them to be foolish, we leave them where they are and go back home to rest. We're clear about Romans 6, right? Why must the sisters pray with tears and waste time? Why, the weeping ones, the foolish ones? But sometimes we don't care that much for the truth, but we just want to touch the Lord. You know, we just want to seek Him. We want to linger with the Lord. And so we need to realize every moment in the Lord. We just want to touch the Lord.
Yes.
We don't want anything else. And yes, many times we are so emotional. We are very emotional. And maybe that's not a good thing. But we need to be the seeking ones.
Amen.
So that we can have the objective truth.
Amen.
And also the subjective experience.
Amen.
Of really, really being touched.
Yes.
You know, when the Bethany, the church in Bethany, Martha complained, Lord, tell my sister, that she needs to help me and this and that. And the Lord said, Mary, Mary, you are anxious about many things, but one thing is needed. One thing is needed, that Mary chose this part. That this is all that's needed, that we seek the Lord and we listen and that we just enjoy in His presence.
Amen.
We can be busy doing many things,
yes,
but there's an inward rest, that inward rest. That, I enjoyed on this point, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, that says, in returning and in rest shall be your salvation, but in quietness and in truth shall be your strength.
Amen.
Our strength is our quietness and our in truth.
Amen.
Inward,
amen.
The Lord, where the outward circumstances,
amen,
do not affect us.
Amen.
I'm not there yet, but the amen. Lord did not allow anything to perturb Him.
Amen.
He actually, when the Pharisees were trying to push Him off a cliff, He just says, He just passed by, and He passed by them. And we all know the parable of the storm, where He rebuked the storm while everyone else was all bent out of shape. And we also know that the people that went to arrest the Lord were afraid of the one whom they were going to arrest.
Uh-huh.
The Lord was quiet in spirit.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is my experience, but not there yet. This is my prayer, this is my verse.
Amen.
In quietness and in truth shall be my strength.
Amen.
This is our strength, and this is the Lord's, this is the eternal life of the Lord in us.
Amen.
And we would seek Him in this desperate and loving way.
Amen.
Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. This verse has been lingered in my heart this past 2 months. I'm privileged to know a brother who's exactly my peer, who lived out a life like this. He just recently being taken by the Lord. He was a full-timer serving in Thailand. He was my freshman classmate. And he and his family had served in Thailand for about almost 10 years. In this past May, they had a conference for all the serving ones, and then they prayed and asked the Lord to grant them a revival in Thailand. That they pray that 1,300 of colleges in Thailand will have the Lord's testimony, will have families, at least one family to serve those students, and they want to gain a much increase to the body. And then May, he went back to Taiwan for his second son's FTTT graduation. He felt some pain in the back, and he went to the hospital, and they found that he had terminal cancer. During the time the saints visited him, he shared this verse. A young one who he served went to visit him, and he shared this verse with that brother, and that brother came back and shared with all of us. Thanks to the Lord that all these modern technology of communication on the saints in Taiwan had kept me posted. He said that there is no other larger principle in the Bible, but only death can produce life. And he said, we are all supposed to be that grain of wheat, that we all need to be ready to be fallen, to die, to produce more fruits.
Amen.
And in the beginning, you know, before, I always thought, oh, you know, our Lord is that one grain. And then, you know, we're all his grains. But then I realized this week's message, the Lord needs the increase, not just by producing us as many grains. He needs to produce us as him. We need to be willing and ready to fall to the ground and die, so that many grains will be produced through us.
Amen.
And then also he shared with the brother that, you know, that the Lord is preparing overcomers right before his throne at this moment. He said, let us submit ourselves under his authority.
Amen.
And let him do whatever he needs to do with us so that he can gain his overcomers.
Amen.
Anyway, I was always thought, oh, it's kind of far away from me, but now this brother, you know, my peer, I see a living testimony right there, a grain of wheat fall into the ground and died and produced. During this whole time, he even wrote a letter to the saints and said, please do not pray for my personal health. Please pray for the Lord's increase in Thailand.
Amen.
Do not let the enemy have his way to frustrate this.
Amen.
And then his family then later had this testimony that, you know, toward the latter part of his sickness, he would fallen into not coma, but he would be like really not being able to be really awake, but during his sleep, he would be talking and saying things like, oh, you know, please help me out of here. I want to go back to Thailand. I want to go back to the conference. And then the Lord took him on August 12th. And that's the first day of the blending conference in Thailand. That's the first day of that conference. And then the saints realized he couldn't wait. He wants to go back, and the Lord honored his wish. So he was able to join that conference with the saints there. And the saints shared that during the whole time, they never saw him cry. Only once that saints from Thailand put together a video clip, put together a video that with clips of the full-timer trainees that he served. Had now been dispersed to different rural areas for the Lord's testimonies. They got together and they put together a video, and they shared with him and showed their appreciation to his service to them. And then they, at the end, they proclaimed to him, Brother Timothy, we will never regret. We never regret. And they proclaimed four times that we never regret, we will never regret to serve the Lord. That's when he broke down and cried. Because those are the ones that he cared the most. He would like travel drive hours to visit all these new full-timers who went to all these different areas to serve. And they're the ones on his heart. So through their testimony,
and their proclamation, he was so encouraged, but also he was so touched. And anyway, so I just felt like, Lord, it's really a privilege that I actually saw someone lived such a life as a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die and produced many grains. And also, praise the Lord for his family. His wife shared that even though he never had a chance to give his will to his family, but she knew, she said, as his wife, his partner, and his co-worker, I knew he would not want me to be anywhere else but back to Thailand to continue his service. So she's back to Thailand already with their youngest child, who is Ethan's age. She said, I will continue to serve, and that's where my husband will be buried, and that's where I will continue to serve. Anyway, I just want to say, you know, in this week's passage, it says we need to be willing to be grounded to flower so that we can be blended together with other saints to be a loaf. Saints, it's not a cheap process. Right. We need to pay a price for that. Amen. But without willing to paying the price for that, the Lord will not be able to gain his bride. Amen. And today, we should see, I mean, well, he's not the only one, only precious one that the Lord has taken. Actually, we have heard quite a few saints being taken by the Lord at their young age, at their prime age. And I was wondering, as the Lord, what's happening? And then the brother said, you know, it seems like the Lord is in a hurry now. He's in a hurry to prepare his bride. He's in a hurry. He's like, I can't wait now. When will my bride be ready? And what are we doing here? What's in on our mind? Sometimes we're too preoccupied by keeping ourselves whole. WHOLE, and feeling like, oh, you know, so-and-so kind of hurt my feelings, so I'm not going to go to the same meeting with this person, or so-and-so kind of making me uncomfortable, so I'm not going to serve. Oh, Lord, these are all the opportunities for our grain to die and be broken, Amen. For our Lord to be able to gain the loaf Amen. That he needs, the increase of his body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
But actually, we as many sons, we are actually for
for a corporate expression. We are not just for, you know, ourselves. And on day six, the message, well, I just highlighted them. It says that when the Lord, when he was on earth, he never acted outside of the Father, meaning that all his activities in his daily life were limited by the Father. And he says that we must act, walk, work, and live in Christ. He's our limitation, sphere, and everything. This is the real church life. This week I had another experience. I happened to read one testimony of a brother. He passed away already, but he mentioned about old days, Taiwanese National Day. Actually, I showed the picture to some of the brothers and sisters yesterday. You know, when I was in high school, you know, like at the ceremony of the National Day, we were we wore the umbrella hat, and you are assigned a color according to the pattern, you know, because that's a word, like words presentation. So so that year I was assigned, and I think I wear like green, you know, green hat. So there is a pattern, and like thousands of people, ten thousands of people, they just express a few words. I think the word we expressed was one heart. So it's not like just one brand express one heart. It's like, you know, so many people. And you know, we need to be trained to just stand there for a few hours. First of all, you cannot leave. Because you leave, then there is a hole. You know, they cannot see the word. And second of all, you need to be obedient. You cannot say that, oh, I want a yellow color. I want rainbow color. You cannot do that. So you know, you may think that it's easy. You just stand there for a few hours. No, you know, some people, they pass out. You know what we do? You know, like these three people, if actually, you know, was not feeling well, then the other two had to, you know, take the umbrella hat for her. So that's the corporate expression. But then I think that back then, you know, we actually do not like that idea. You know, what's the point? Now we have God's life. We don't need to, you know, like force ourselves to do this. We don't need to, you know, treat this like an outward activity or outward regulation. Actually, whenever we turn to this divine life, we turn to our spirit, we will be able to enjoy him. I was very touched by Carolyn's prayer. Life-releasing element. Okay. So whenever we are connected to him, we will be able to walk and act according to his heart's desire.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm in this meeting because I think I got a warning from the Lord. If you read it, you know, like brother say, that the day six, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them. That they be one, even as we are one.
Amen.
I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected into one. So when I read this, you know, like brother said, is possible or impossible, right? And I was wondering, the first I look at it, I say it's impossible.
Right.
It's never able to mature, you know. But because even my husband and I, we have been like 30-some years, I still don't think we are one. So I don't know how I can be one with brother and sister. But when I read six, I was much encouraged.
Amen.
But then also at the same time feel like there is a examination from the Lord saying, it is not already what you did, it's not already who you are. It's not like anything else that God is really care. The only thing God cares is, when I read this, I was so touched, and then I got a warning. It is your daily life, how you walk and live and walk in Christ.
Amen.
And this is not a small thing. Usually we say, oh, that is my life. You know what I'm saying? I go on my life, I act as, if you are a doctor, you are a nurse, you are whatever you are, you walk as, you walk, you just live your life as you want. And you are a student, you say, I'm supposed to study. Yes, we all have our life. But the thing is, we are so narrow. We are so narrow in our life, daily life. We often exclude Christ. Because we think we are capable of living our life. So we don't quite care about what Christ, you know. And then when I fall into that trap, I feel my life is miserable. But still with our soul is so tough that God had to break us. So we keep on living the life we want. And then we don't think there's any impact at all. But there is an impact. The impact is we are not in the church life. And that church life has become not real to us. Even we come here, has a meeting, even we talk to the saints, we have probably a group meeting or whatever meeting we have, so many. And that, in God's eye, is, I don't know, it probably come, but come very small amount, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, because what God really want is, it's your day by day, how you live your life.
Amen.
Right.
And the way I live my life, when I say I have a warning, is because I was so wrapped up with my work. There's so many gossip there. I got frustrated. I got so sad. I got so mad. It's all I, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I'm here and I hear you guys sharing, I was like, Lord, what should I do with myself? And then and suddenly I feel like repent.
Amen.
Repent every time you feel you are not up to God's expectation.
Amen. Amen.
Because God can bring you back.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is the only hope we have.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't be frustrated as I say it, but we should look at our daily life, which is more very important. Your student life could be as frustrating as you can be, or can be great as you can be, right?
Amen.
But still, without Christ, when God look at you, it's like nothing, because that's not what I want. And then right now, when I look at my life, I know God is not happy, because God will say, because there's not much Christ in there. And I know that, so I need to repent. But I do think that, you know, this message really, really hit the heart desire of what God wants us to do.
Amen.
Don't look at your life so small. Your life, your daily life, is a big deal in God's eye.
Amen.
Even you think you just continue in your life in a small scale, but when you are with Christ, it's a big scale, big scale in God's economy.
Amen.
Because, you know, God doesn't want us to do a great thing that, you know, like, you know, I don't know. But even you do a great thing, but you need to consider that, you know, whether you walk or live according to what He wants.
Amen.
Amen. To be limited by God to be our everything, for me, is like, you know, probably only until we hit the New Jersey. But then if we can have that determination and we can have that encouragement to each other, we should able to accomplish that, to achieve what God wants it today for us on earth, the Amen. Life we have.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the life in the Gospel of John.
Amen.
This week I was so reminded by your brother speaking that as regenerated ones, we all have this life in us. Mm-hmm. But this life has a purpose. The purpose is for the increase of Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, and the way for the life to increase is to, like a grain to fall into ground and die. Mm-hmm. And for this, the Lord must arrange a lot of environments, arrange a lot of situations, even in our church life, your marriage life, your college life, your working life. All these situations are for the life to increase. So this week, this vision become more and more clear to me. You know, many times in the marriage life, you don't think that a situation is suddenly calm. But Lord, praise you, Lord, for these situations. This is for the increase of life. We have this life in us.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just like our brother mentioned, we all want the Lord to increase in the sense. But for the Lord to increase in the sense, the Lord must increase in us.
Amen.
So my prayer is, Lord, increase in me.
Amen.
And cause me to be willing to be broken.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. May the Lord keep reminding me that, Lord, this life in me has a purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Last week, we studied message number one. We're talking about we are the continuation of the Acts.
Right?
The books of Acts, and then it's for the Christ increase. Mm-hmm. And we know the book of Acts does not stop at chapter 28.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't know, we may be in chapter 2 million something, I don't know, right? But we feel that we are continue in the book of Acts.
Amen.
But that is not just for the outward activities, right? Outward. Really, is for the increase of Christ.
Amen.
So when we go out to preach gospel, the purpose is not say, oh, I'm here, I'm preaching a gospel. It's that I'm here for the increase
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
So I need to bring people into Christ.
Amen.
So in the message he says, the increase begins what? Begins with our regeneration.
Amen.
So how people can be regenerated? You have to contact them.
Amen.
Do you know how this brother got baptized last Tuesday? He worked at Shawnee, the Poconos, the resort, as an exchange student. And then saints on vacation there and preach gospel to them.
Hallelujah.
Right? And then drive all the way back to Piscataway, have him baptized, and stay overnight and bring him back.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? And then we see there's another sister got baptized another week. Is that they contact this person, and then this person moved to a different locality, and then eventually he got saved. Now, but the regeneration is what? It's the beginning.
Yeah.
So we talk about quantity or quality, right? First, we have to have a quantity, right? We have to have people regenerated. But the book of Acts cannot stop at one person got saved.
Right.
One person got regenerated, because we know that's just the beginning.
Amen.
So what do we need to do? We still need to help this person have Christ increase in him.
Amen.
So this divine life can grow in him.
Amen.
But how can we have this increase of Christ? I'm very touched by one sentence here. He says, the unique way for us to become the increase of the unlimited Christ is to receive the Spirit.
Amen.
And be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
The more we have the Spirit,
Amen.
The more we will be Christ increase.
Amen.
So I have to ask myself, do I have Spirit?
Amen.
Answer is yes. Do I be filled? Am I filled with the Spirit?
Amen.
Sometimes. So we need to work on that.
Yes.
We really need to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
The Sister Ruth fellowship about this co-worker brother. Actually, Saturday morning, I stayed up from 12 to 3, because that's his memorial meeting in Taiwan. That's there's a
broadcast.
The broadcast. So there's 1,000 also saints in the meeting itself, and then also another 1,000 watching the. And then you hear the testimony. You feel, say, Lord Jesus, this really is the one being filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
His children testified. Normally, normally they got wake up is by his father's praying in the morning.
Amen.
He praying and then they wake up by his father's praying. And then he is so filled with the Spirit, you know. And then they testified, my father only have one set of life. Okay. One set of living. It's not like in the meeting,
right.
He has one set. When he gives the message, there's one set. When he comes home, it's different. No, it's one set of living. Yeah. So we come back to what Sister Mia talked about. How about our daily living?
Amen.
Our daily living is really need to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to say, Lord Jesus, I don't want to just depend on myself.
Right.
I want to be live in you.
Amen.
When Lord Jesus lives on earth, he is limited by God's Father's will. But today, we are limited by what? By Christ.
Amen.
We need to abide in Christ.
Amen.
Right? So I think this message is really remind us we are for Christ's increase. We really need to be filled in the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, and also there's one thing here talking about we need to be the grain, right? The grain of wheat fall into the ground and dies.
Amen.
And not only we're talking about Christ, but we need to follow the pattern.
Amen.
And then what do you mean that we need to be broken? You know, the person to be broken is not pleasant things, right? So I don't know anybody want to be broken. But there's a purpose here. It says, You have to be broken so that you can ground into the fine flour so that you are not whole. That's not the purpose. What's the purpose? Purpose is that you may be blended with others for making a loaf.
Amen.
What is this loaf? This loaf is the body of Christ.
Amen.
So when we talk about the increase of Christ, let's come back to the thing, the title of this series is what? For the building up of the church. So all this, the Christ increase, is not for our own enjoyment.
Amen.
It's for the building up of the Christ.
Amen.
It is of the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's for the building of the church.
Amen.
So we really need to say, Lord Jesus. So you know, this semester, this few weeks, we are so busy, right? We go out to visit, but we have to have this vision in mind.
Amen.
Well, number one, we need to contact people so people can be regenerated. But during this process, the Christ can increase in us.
Amen.
During this process, we may be broken so that we can be blamed with others. It's for the building up of the church.
Amen.
It's for His body.
Yes.
So really, I think this really serves a good reminder for us. Right? We need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be broken. We need to be blended with others for the increase of Christ, for the building up of the church.
Amen.
We want to take care of time, so who else would like to share?
I just want to share a little portion I enjoy. Amen for the increase in Christ, who is the immeasurable and unlimited Son of God. He's such an immeasurable and unlimited one, who comes from above, who is above all, to whom the Father has given all, who dispenses the Spirit without measure.
Amen.
And in this six, I enjoy, we need to see the oneness of the increase of Christ, a oneness in which all the regenerated ones, the grains and brothers are one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen for such a glory. This glory is simply the divine life, which is the Father gave the Son, and the Son gave to us,
amen,
so that we might be one.
Amen.
We can be one only in the divine life. Verse 23 says, I and them, indicating that Christ is in us. It is because Christ is in us that we can be perfected into one.
Amen.
And thus we are in Christ. Thus we are in Christ. We have the divine life, and Christ is in us.
Amen.
Amen for this oneness.
Amen.
Christ is in us. What a glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a glory.
Amen. Amen. This is kind of short, but I was really touched by something in day one. It says that the church does not merely announce Christ. The church increases and spreads Christ.
Amen.
So actually, when we go out to preach the gospel, we should not just tell others about who Christ is or what he's done on the earth, but actually we should try to spread Christ and impart the living Christ into others.
Amen.
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 I'll be really quick. I appreciated how there was a transition in the outline from the matter of us being filled with spirit, and then immediately it began to talk about the grain of wheat falling into the ground and dying. Mm-hmm. And then there's a hymn, it's 279. I'll just read the last two stanzas in the chorus. It says, it's by Brother Watchman Nee, "When we see the ripened harvest of the golden countryside, we may know that many seeds have fallen to the earth and died.
Amen.
Ere the fruit of life may blossom, we must surely suffer death.
Amen.
If with Christ we've not been buried, we'll not feel the Spirit's breath.
Amen.
Since it must be thus, I pray, Lord, help me go the narrow way. Mm-hmm. Deal with pride and make me willing thus to suffer, thee to obey.
Amen.
I for greater power pray not. Deeper death is what I need. Mm-hmm. All the meaning of the cross, Lord, work in me, for this I plead." And the chorus says, "Through the cross, O Lord, I pray, put my soul life all the way. Make me any price to pay, full anointing to receive."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Appreciated all the sharing. I think the speaking brother who gave this message at the Memorial Day conference, in his introductory word, and this was mentioned in our sharing this morning, is that we need to realize that the increase in the book of John is not talking about outward increase. It's not talking about increase in numbers. And you can see that very clearly, actually, in the verses that we were going through this week, especially in John 12, and this was brought out in the introductory word, that prior to 12:24, you see, actually, the Lord Jesus, he was actually, and I mentioned this past Friday, he was in the apex of his popularity, okay? And we know the stories surrounding the Lord when he was on earth. Everybody was trying to persecute him. People were trying to kill him. But at that moment, I mean, everybody was worshiping him. The Pharisees were even arguing with one another. Like, what's the matter with you guys? Don't you know the Lord? Like, everybody's going after him. The Greeks, you know, they're traveling long distances because they wanted to set up an appointment to meet the Lord. And so they were ready to crown him king, and the disciples must have been really excited. Mm-hmm. And of course we saw John 12:24. There was an adjustment made. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated to see, like, through the ministry, that the increase of Christ is the increase of the church.
Amen.
And this is for the building up of the body.
Amen.
And this is what we're after today. We're here for the increase of Christ.
Amen.
But I just want to really just emphasize, actually, just two main points, and this is under Roman numeral 3. How do we go about gaining this increase? Well, we see in verse 24, right, that the one grain, the Lord himself, he fell into the earth to die. And I appreciated all the sharing, especially all the testimonies that were given. Brothers and sisters, we need to see that we, ourselves, were all grains.
Amen.
And that grain is a container of life.
Amen.
But surrounding that seed is a shell. And I appreciated, if you got into the reading portion this week, there was an emphasis there that as grains, we cannot remain whole.
Amen.
We need to be broken.
Amen.
We need to be grounded. This is the only way for
Amen.
The loaf to be produced.
Amen.
But how does that happen? Well, the key is the second verse, right? In verse 25, the Lord says, "He who loves," right, basically your soul life, "will keep it." You know, if you love your soul life, if you love who you are in your soul, then you will remain whole and you cannot be blended. And this is so practical because in the church life, we're in so many different environments, we're placed in different circumstances. And a lot of times, you know, you're brought to a point. You have to make a decision. Are you going to remain whole? You know, are you going to, I just use an example. Are you going to stick with that opinion that you have about the way this service should be conducted, right? or, you know, in relationships, right? When we're talking to our spouse, when we're talking to our children, our siblings, am I going to remain stubborn, right? And insist, right, on my ways, in my ways? Or are we willing, right, to turn to our spirit?
Amen.
I appreciate our brother sharing. You know, we saw this week, the Lord gives the spirit without measure.
Amen. Amen.
We can use all these opportunities.
Amen.
And many times they're difficult. They're, you know, full of suffering. But in those moments, we can make a decision. Am I going to turn to the Spirit?
That's right.
More Spirit, more church.
Amen.
We need to see this.
Amen.
All these opportunities are ways for us to gain the Lord.
Amen.
And then let me jump to the next point, point E. And after, actually, we are blended, you know what we get? I really kind of saw in a new way how John 11 is so much connected with John 12. Mm. You know, when you're blended and you're together and you're there as the loaf, there's a certain church life that is produced. Mm. And that's the church life that you see in the beginning of John 12. Mm. John 12, you know, the title of that excerpt is the issue, right? The issue, the result of life,
Amen.
Of the resurrection life. Actually, of all the nine cases of the Lord as life that we saw in the book of John. What is the issue? Is the picture of that church life in Bethany. And you have three main characters, right? You have Lazarus. What's the issue of life? He enjoyed resurrection life.
Amen.
He was once dead, but now he was... been resurrected.
Amen.
And now he's there testifying for the Lord.
Amen.
So that when you walk into the meeting and you see Scott Smart and you're like, God is real. Because he once was dead and now he's been made alive.
Amen.
We need to experience resurrection life.
Amen.
That sometimes takes the denial of our soul. Sometimes we just come to the meetings and we just like to be dead. You know, it's, you know, we just like to mope and we like to, oh, woe is me, you know, my kids are, you know, there are parents out there with 5-6 kids, we only have 2, and sometimes I'm just like, oh man, they're just too hard. I'm ready to give up. But the Spirit is there.
Amen.
Are we willing to turn to the resurrection life?
Amen.
And become like Lazarus?
Amen.
Oh, that's the first person. Number 2, Mary. Amen. Oh, Mary, she's sitting at the Lord's feet. Actually, this is something so precious. You know, that flask of alabaster, I think a lot of us know this. It's a culmination of all the spiritual experiences of Christ that she gained. And actually, this was done in a hidden, costly, precious, secret way.
Amen.
This is not something outward.
Right.
This is something that only Mary and the Lord knows. And that experience, all added together, that was the nard that was poured out upon the Lord.
Amen.
And that, the result of that was a certain fragrance. It was a certain consecration. And so when you walked into that room, you knew, here's one who absolutely, 100% loves the Lord.
Amen.
Poured out her all upon the Lord. What is that? That's the increase of Christ.
Amen.
And maybe in a hidden, not superficial way, very secret way, it's our personal experiences of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, and the final person, Martha. You know, Martha, a lot of times, she has, you know, bad reputation. But let me tell you, though, in the church life, if you don't have Marthas, forget about it. You know, right now we're about to end the meeting. Okay, if there are no Marthas in the kitchen, all of us will go home hungry.
Amen.
We need Marthas.
Right.
Okay, but the precious point about Martha in John chapter 12 is it says, and Martha served.
Amen.
That's it. That's what the verse says. Martha served. What does that mean? You compare that to John 11. Martha, oh, so busy, full of opinions. Oh, Martha telling the Lord, oh, you know, if you came here a little earlier, you know, my brother would not be dead. And right before the Lord is about to resurrect Lazarus, Martha just had to do, she had to nail that, you know, then hammer that nail on the coffin. She had to, you know, inject one more opinion. But Lord, he smells, you know, don't go in. It's like the Lord's about to resurrect your brother. Martha, can you just be quiet? Let him do what he came to do, you know? Many times in our service, we're just full of opinions, right? We're full of preferences.
Well, I love how in John 12, Martha, she just served.
Amen.
And this is what? This is an injection, the increase of Christ in her mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
So that she was able to serve in a blended way.
Amen.
And so this is the point that I'm trying to get at, is that when Christ increases in us, we have such a beautiful picture of the church life.
Amen.
Where saints are just functioning, coordinated in a blended way.
Amen.
You know, when we look at one another, surely we can identify some who are just kind of like, they're more like Martha. You know, they're just good at serving, doing things. And we have some among us that are just Marys, you know. And there's just some just like Lazarus. You know, we realize that's their prominent function. But I appreciate it, actually, in the life study, Brother Lee says, actually, we in the church life, we need to be Martha, Mary, Lazarus.
Amen.
All of us, we
Amen.
All need to have all of these functions.
Amen. Amen.
And we need to serve, and we need to coordinate
Amen.
In such a way so that nothing, you know, sticks out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so this will only happen, though, if we can experience the increase of Christ.
Amen.
And this is our need today.
Amen.
Is that we need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy the Spirit without measure.
Amen.
We need to participate in the services of the church.
Amen.
Because it's through these services that we are being blended.
Amen.
We're being coordinated.
Amen.
And that the church life could go on in this, such a sweet, harmonious way.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for another week.
Amen.
Another opportunity for us to experience the Christ for the increase of Christ for the building up of the church.
Amen.
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 Thank you for a new week.
Amen.
More opportunity.
Amen.
For the increase of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we do want to we want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, we admit that we want to remain whole.
Amen.
Lord, but we just want to come to you.
Amen.
Lord, give us the experiences we need this week.
Amen.
To allow you to increase in us.
Amen.
Lord, to allow us to just be blent together.
Amen.
To be ground.
Amen.
That we could be blent into this one loaf.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
Increase.
Yes.
Right.
Lord.
Decrease.
Yes.
Lord, we would like to subdue ourselves.
Amen.
Lord, so break us, Lord, so we can become, Lord, the grand.
Amen.
Dying to the ground.
Amen.
So more increase through us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, more blending with saints.
Amen.
So you can build up your body, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
For you are the reality.
Amen.
Bring all the speaking into reality in our life.
Amen.
Lord, we need such a reality.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bring the reality to us.
Amen.
To increase in us.
Amen.
Thank you that you give spirit without measure.
Amen.
To exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We want to be open to you and gain you more this week.
Amen.
Fill us more this week, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Fill us more this week, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we live according to you, Lord.
Amen.
To be in the flow, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
We love you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Pray for all those when we pray, we give the gospel.
Amen.
Pray for all those who have received the seed.
Amen.
And don't stay only there, Lord.
That's right.
Break the seed, Lord.
Yeah.
So it can be fruitful, Lord.
Yes.
Oh Lord, yes. We pray so they can come and be watered and be watered by you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we can sometimes not reach them, Lord.
Amen.
But with our prayer, you can actually work on them, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for anybody to come and give them the Word of God.
Amen.
So they can see you every day, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for all these new college students, Lord.
Amen.
They're going to be along many in the campus, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, they have received the seed, many of them.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, use your spirit so they can see you more and more, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you for the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we just open ourselves to you.
Amen.
Give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Dispense yourselves into us.
Amen.
We want to be your expression and enlargement.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give you this new week.
Lord,
to increase in us.
Yes.
Lord, we'd like to have a fresh experience of you as the Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, you supply without measure.
Amen.
Lord, oh, increase in us.
Amen.
Lord, not just outwardly.
Right.
You would increase inwardly in
us. Amen.
So we don't want to be those remaining whole.
Amen.
We'd like to give you the ground.
Amen.
To blend us with others.
Amen.
Lord, we really need you.
Amen.
Amen.
We're open to you.
Amen.
Shine the light.
Amen.
Mercy on us.
Amen.
Lord, now remain whole.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
So open to this entire week.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Before we leave, remind a few things. One is I really encourage all to have a standing order of this. $30 a year. You can't be less than 10. Don't want to